First and foremost, before presenting Fred, actually, you know what? I'm with my co-host, Fred. Flax is in Vegas, or on the way back from Vegas. We got Joe backstage making sure everything's all good in the hood. And I have a little message to everyone. It's Ramadan. I'm fasting. So you are getting the last half an hour of energy that I have before I break my fast. And to be honest, it's like if you're comparing it to a battery, 100% battery, I'm probably on like 23% right now because I am finished. I'm tired, I'm thirsty. But I wanted to say Ramadan Karim to all of you that are celebrating, all my brothers and sisters out there. It is a month that we should not take for granted because you don't know when it's your last, to be honest. Just enjoy it, man. Make the most of it. Have a good time with your friends and family. And most importantly, focus on what's important. And don't forget the people that are overseas. You know, be grateful that we have some food and some shelter. And yeah, that's just my message from, I was going to say Hajiba's couch, but that's just my message from League Lads. And
that's
Freddie.
Right.
Freddie.
That's right, brother.
Freddie took the name rights and he wanted to change the logo. I'm like, nah, brother, I'm having the logo.
No, I gave it to him. I conceded.
Freddie, how are you, Habibi?
I'm good, cuz. What a soldier, bro.
Thank you very much, my brother. Appreciate it. It's every year. It's the same thing, cuz. You know what I mean? We're here. We do it. After it, we eat. Or before it, we eat. Bang, bang. It's just the times are very long. The days are very long now, bro. Like 7:30 is crazy. Last year was like 4:50, 5 o'clock. So this year, or probably 5:30. So this year it's gone 2 hours. So yeah, bro, it's a bit of a struggle, but we'll be all right because people out there that don't have food at all. Anyway, I'm going to tell you something. The Vegas people had NRL and they didn't quite like it. Let's talk about this.
That's what? Like, I don't even know. What did you just
NRL
say?
NRL in Vegas, the last game, the people were leaving. Yeah. Right? Now, Joe was telling me about this. Everyone has been talking about this today. Just the first topic of the day. Because I was watching the Raiders game and I was like, whatever. Then I put the Penrith game on and while it was so dead to me, even though it was quality game of footy, I don't think it was a bad game of footy. I think it was a decent game of footy. But I just feel like maybe they dragged it too much with these games. There's too much games played till you get to the last game.
Yeah, yeah.
The best game of all. Like, I understand why they put Penrith and Sharks as the last game because it's the best game. It's the most high quality game. But I think everyone's drained by the time it gets to it.
Cuz everybody's missing the point, bro.
What's the point? Tell me.
Cuz I'm not wrong. They're not wrong about there being too many games.
Yeah.
They should have sacked up that 9,900 million to zero. Yeah. Cuz just mercy rule, khalas.
In before we get hate from
cuz mercy rule, khalas, bro. 90-0. Cuz it was the worst game. I didn't even watch it, by the way. Sorry. Yeah, but everybody was... I was playing Marvel Rivals, but everybody's coming to the kick chat saying, cuz I've won the most insane multi ever and I haven't even watched the game. I just did it for the lols and I've won $5,000. Like, shit like that. Cuz
really,
they're just putting like the whole Australian team to score and everyone's scoring. And I'm getting sent the most insane slips and I'm like, cuz... what? Cuz, you know,
shit go, why not?
And I was like, cuz, why everyone is scoring? Why couldn't Tamale score? But cuz, I'm going to be honest with you. And this is the reason why I think it was dead. Cuz if the Warriors had won, it would have been less dead. And I'll explain this. Cuz the Warriors got nicked. Yeah. Like, I remember someone commented on my TikTok, right? They could have gone either way. No, it couldn't have. They got belted.
They're a bad squad.
In every facet of the game, they got belted.
That's to show you how much Sean Johnson was carrying, bro.
You are in. It's not the Sean Johnson. It's the rest of the NRL got better, and the Warriors got considerably worse.
But they got... They added who they added this year, bro.
They added Fisher Harris.
That's about it.
And that's...
That's about it, yeah.
Look at what everyone else is adding. That's our problem too. Like, we didn't really add anyone. We added Tupanua, but we lost Adokar. Like,
and Montoya.
Yeah. Like, but in terms of major acquisitions,
there's no one really major.
Everyone else is retooling 2-3 elite players. We just got like a good player. You know what I mean? Great player, arguably, but you know. So when everybody else leaves you behind, you look at the team and it maybe has gotten worse compared to everyone else around them.
Of course.
On the table, it's not looking good. But here's the thing, bro. You were in Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No,
I went when I was 14 and I remember everything about it because it's a crazy place. And that was without the gambling and the alcohol and everything.
You were young, yeah.
I was 14, cuz. Lego World, cuz. Bro, you stay in a hotel and
have fun.
You can go for... You could be in the same hotel 3 days, like going and seeing everything that's in there, and you still won't see everything in there. Like, some of them are insanely big. But long story short, the reason why I'm bringing this up is the Wires lost, and the fans for the Raiders and Warriors game, there was a lot of them, all right? Because they're not at Homebush. They're not at Mount Smart.
Of course, yeah.
Because if they lose, why are they going to sit there? They've paid like $4,000-$5,000 to go there, cuz.
To America.
To watch the Waz, not Penrith. If I'm just thinking like this. Because they would have been depressed. They've flown, spent $5,000 to go to Las Vegas to watch the team get nicked bad, like absolutely smashed.
To start off the season like that.
I'm telling you, the Waz fans went to go drown their sorrows in alcohol, in gambling. And they went to go enjoy the rest of the trip because they have a long flight back to New Zealand later. That's what I think happened. And I don't think it was I think it's specifically the Waz fan base, bro. Like, a couple of the boys said
they're not going to stay back. Come on,
they're not going to stay back, bro. A couple of the boys say, I want to go drink and gamble. They're off footy because they just got nicked.
The rest
of the boys are going to follow.
No, but you understand that, and I understand that. Yeah. It makes sense. Like, I get it. Forget the drinking and gambling.
If the NRL was smart, they would have realized that, brother, our whole damn country is going to, like, is going to come to watch the game. They probably should have scheduled the Warriors game last.
Mm.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Like, I would have put Penrith first. Everybody gets that mad game out of the way. And then the Waz fans are G'd up for their Warriors game.
Drunk. Everyone's so excited.
Exactly, bro. I'm telling you, if they switched the games, it would have been way better attendance at the end. Because, let's be real, overall, Raiders and Penrith have a very small fan base compared to the rest of the... It's a fact. Like, look at how OP Penrith have been. And they're still in Penrith. They don't have there's 8 Sydney teams and they're... They're not one of the ones with a major, massive fan base like the Tigers or the Dogs or Parramatta or whatever, you know? So I think if you switch them and you delete a game, I think it's going to be way better. I think the NRL just has to be a bit smarter, use their brain, see, okay, who's going to have the most fans there?
Who makes most sense?
Who's going to have the most fans there at the game? And then say, okay, probably the Warriors fans because they love to party. They're G'd up for a new season. Fisher Harris coming back, you know. Chuck them on the last game. But I know what they're thinking. They want to save the best game for last.
The high quality game.
Yeah.
But I
think the Raiders game was high quality. We'll talk about the Raiders later. But that was a mad game, bro. They were especially the Raiders. They were throwing the I haven't seen a Raiders team throw the ball around like that.
It wasn't Mourinho ball.
Brother, I don't know what I was watching. I don't know what I was watching.
That's what me and Fred
called. Cuz make a play in Vegas every week, bro, if they're gonna play like that. Cuz I was like, cuz another offload.
A lot of intercepts too. I think was there 2 intercepts in the Raiders game?
Cuz
I have a question for you, yeah?
But I think the Las Vegas overall was a success. Cuz at the end of the day, they still sold like 60,000 tickets or whatever.
I have a question for you.
Go.
Do you think that the NRL is progressing in the United States? Like, do you think that there's people that are from America that are actually like so interested in rugby league now, or have a slight interest in it, or follow a team now, or something? Like, you see with streamers, because there are a lot of streamers that, like before this Vegas stuff, that would be like reviewing like NRL highlights from America, like they're in America, and they're like, we're gonna watch the Bulldogs versus the Dragons, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, hectic. And you see them, they're into it. Do you feel like that them going to Vegas, it's had that effect, or?
Yeah, I think it definitely has, and I think overall, because I live stream rugby league, right? Yeah. And I can tell, I have statistics that prove that it's growing in America, because I went from less than 1% in America viewership to now 1% or 2% from America, and that's never happened. I've never been in a solid whole percentage of my viewer base. It might be 4 or 5 people, let's be real. But it's still more than before, right? And I know it's a bit more. Like, I've grown considerably, and I have a lot of people from the States and from England and from France watching me because they want to watch the football at the end of the day, you know? So I know that it's growing there. And I think from what I've got, I know people in America, and they're only interested because I told them that there's games at Las Vegas, you know what I mean? One of the people I know from the States went there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And what did he say? Like, or he or she say?
He had a very good time, bro. He went with a few friends and it was mad. And my mom nonstop watches Americans reacting to rugby league, bro.
Oh, really?
Every time I rock up and mom's watching YouTube on the TV, some American guy watching the game. You should do this, Fred. I'm like, cuz, I only have 24 hours in a day. And I don't have time for YouTube right now.
She's like the creative director in the talk house.
And I'm like, Mom, I would do it, but they're interested in Americans watching it more than Aussies watching it sometimes, you know? But I think it is a success. And I think they're establishing roots there, and it's going to take a long time to establish that foundation, you know what I mean? And I think we're the only Australian sport that, like, basically us or AFL, right? I think if AFL did it, it would absolutely flop. Well, I hope they try to do it. Because no one's going to be interested. No one.
That's true, bro. If you're not interested, this is how I look at it. Not because I grew up watching rugby league, but if you're not interested in rugby league, you're not going to be interested in AFL.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real. Like, that's, if you're looking at a sport in Australia, the first thing you look at is rugby league.
Yeah, I think so, man, because it's the exciting sport.
Unless you're born and bred into an AFL family or supporting family. And there's no shade to AFL. I don't really care about AFL, but if you grew up in that sort of family, then you're going to be loving that more than that. It's going to make more sense.
100%, yeah.
It's like Lebos, when they watch rugby league, like, what's this, take this off, put soccer on. I want to watch soccer, you know what I mean? Like, the ones from Lebanon, they grew up watching World Cups and footy, so.
But I think it's a success, man. I think, they can... Still, there's still tweaking that has to be done.
It's still early too. It's the second year.
Bro. I think third, bro. If we're there next year, it's going to be off its head.
Yeah, but they got to do it right. They got to get things right. You know what I mean? Like you said, they got to improve that factor of like less games and 1-2-3. Put the Bulldogs and Dragons game. The rumors that are going around, it's the Bulldogs and the Dragons. Put them at the end. You know what I mean? So you're going to have all the Lebos.
100%.
Bulldogs and Dragons fan base is predominantly Lebo, right? Or like Wogs, Italians, Greeks, whatnot, Macedonians. You put them at the end, but they're in Vegas. They're going to have a good party. They're going to enjoy themselves. And they're going to watch the games all the way to the end.
And here's the thing, bro. Lebs don't sleep, bro.
No, we don't love
to sleep. So there's going to be like... Yeah,
we want our money's worth. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly, bro. We don't sleep. And sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah.
And we have many other cousins to worry about.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
So, yeah, I think if they're smart and they send us and the Dragons together. Now, personally, I would like, you know what? I think I would like a rival game there because there hasn't been one yet. They always, like last year, they kept the Roosters and Rabbitohs away from each other.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't know why you wouldn't.
I understand
actually.
They don't want to rob the fans of that game, right? Like they don't want to rob the fan base of a derby in Australia. But I would love a Dogs and Dragons game there. And we're not like full, like I don't consider them like top two, top three rivals.
Nah.
Like, it's maybe top
base.
Three.
It's just fan base.
But the Dragons, they consider us the top two rivalry, but
they're
don't.
Like our little sons.
Like, I'm up for the game against.
We got a Dragons supporter here.
Yeah, I G up for the game against the Parramatta a lot more, bro. You know, so I think that's a game that you can have there. And I think more people will go because it's the fact that we're playing the Dragons. And that's going to bring families together, bro.
Yeah, like, bro. People will be like, this cousin, this guy's cousin. Because we have a lot of Lebo families that this guy supports Dragons and the auntie supports the Bulldogs. You know what I mean? And then like, whoa, everyone just yell out, let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. And if they...
But you reckon, listen, a lot of Lebos won't get into America probably with criminals.
Come on, bro.
Bro, they're going to rock up to the airport.
Come on, bro.
They're going to get to whatever the Kennedy, John F. Kennedy Airport, whatever it is.
Come on, like, bro. If they got problems,
man, we got to send you back, man.
Come on, man. You let... Oh, I was going to say something that I should not be saying. I was going to relate it to the island. I'm like, because you let this bloke go. He was on the list, bro. You let him go everywhere.
Leave it
but
alone.
But me?
Leave it alone.
No, right, listen. Now let people into the country, I reckon, for sure.
I think the Bulldogs and Dragons will be good there. I think even like, who else would you send there, bro?
Storm, for sure, have got to get. I think they'll be next year as well.
Why?
Why not? Every team is going to go there once.
Of course. But like, why the Storm? Who would you put with the Storm?
Because the Storm are going to be defending. Let's be real. They're probably going to be defending champions.
Who would you, like, versus? Who would they verse?
They don't have a rival.
Broncos?
Broncos already went, didn't they? Have they gone yet?
The Broncos went.
The first year, last year.
No, the first year.
They versus Manly or Manly. Roosters.
Roosters and Manly played Rabbits. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, I think you send like the Cowboys or something, bro. Or
someone like that.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really matter the other team. That can be the first game, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That would be the...
Because I'm going to watch both games, but I know a lot of Lebs are going to rock up for the second one off their head.
Oh, everyone's going to be finished from the casinos.
Well, it's going to be sick, bro. They're just going to have a bit of extra security. That's all I'm going to say.
A bit of extra security.
Come on, man. Just a bit extra.
Bro. Anyway, listen, I have a question for you before we get into the games.
Just imagine like two Lebs arguing. Because I told you to put on red. When they're walking down the stairs to their
seat. Why'd you take the mortgage on the house?
I told you to put $10,000 on 00, bro.
That tell you zero, cuz. listen, Freddie, a question on round one, because a lot of my mates were saying, like, I didn't feel like that was the opener of the season. You get me? Like, it was in Vegas, and I didn't really feel like it started the season. Do you think that round one, forget Vegas, let's say Vegas never happened, do you think round one should be like a rivalry round, like off the get-go? Or do you disagree? Like, imagine round one, Dogs, Para. I don't know, Broncos and who Titans? Or who's their rival? Like, is it Titans or is it Cowboys? It's more Cowboys, yeah? Yeah, because they're better as well. The Cowboys are more quality. Like, imagine you're having all those games. Or was it Cronulla and Dragons? Is that like a...
Yeah, that's
so
a
imagine rivalry. That round one, cuz.
The merger derby.
And the only one that doesn't have a thing is Dolphins. Bro.
I think Rabbitohs Rooster should be round one every year. Like it always was for so many years, it was round one.
It should be. But every team should be rivalry.
I don't think it should be. Look, it's a good idea, but I think you need at least one rivalry to start the year, right?
Yeah.
And
all of them. Put them all in one round, bro.
Yeah, but I like them throughout the year, bro.
I understand that. But at least round one, or at least put two rivalries in the first round.
Yeah. I think the two foundation clubs should always versus each other round one. I don't care what anyone says. And there should be no world where they only versus each other one time in a year. Like, we only versus... Like, there was years... We versus Parramatta twice, but I hate that we only versus Tigers one time.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't like that.
I want to verse them because the fans are more relatable to each other too.
When we verse the Tigers, it's at a local ground. Like this year, we're going to Campbelltown. I love that shit. We're going to Combank. I love Combank. We verse Penrith there too.
I've never been, you know that?
Well, it's the best stadium best stadium to watch football.
I've never ever been to Combank Stadium, and I think I'm going to go for the Dogs Para game.
Can we go round three?
Yeah, but I'll be there. The only thing is I'm fasting, bro. It's so annoying going to a game fasting because, like, I get so angry and worked up and, like, thirsty in the first 10-20 minutes. Especially Para. But I will be there, bro. We'll be there.
Penrith there because Penrith don't have a home ground.
Oh, yeah, because they've moved in eight.
Their home ground's Parramatta and same as the Tigers, they've got games at
Combank. I'll be there as well. Did you get a membership this year for the World?
Yeah, I get it every year. I get the Kennel one every time. I don't know if I'm going to go to the games or not, but I want to support the club anyway.
100%, yeah. I got the halfway line.
The halfway line.
Kennel was like sold out, bro. Couldn't even get my hands on it. So I'm waiting for the member stuff to come skill in. I'm actually excited. That's my first membership ever.
It's a skill issue, bro.
What is it?
You're not getting in the Kennel skill issue, bro.
All right, bro. Sorry. So you don't think there should be a rivalry around round one?
I think it's a mad idea. I think not even round one. Somewhere during the year would be secret. That's why I loved Heritage Round, bro, because we'd always be versing a team that we G up to play against, right? Like we had the Dragons. Yeah, and we're wearing the heritage kit. I love that. I don't know why they scrapped that, to be honest. Like,
they don't do it anymore, eh?
Nah, like, it's... But I think the one rivalry that the season should start with every year, or at least have in round one, is Rabbits Roosters. Yeah, I would always get G'd up to watch that game,
I agree, bro.
Because then I'm like, rugby league's back. Like, this is the biggest rivalry in the sport. It's like, you know...
Who do we got? Let's see the first games. Like, we've got Roosters Broncos, Tigers Newcastle, Dolphins... Rabbits, pretty boring games. Dogs.
No. It would be boring but Wayne's left the Dolphins to join Rabbitohs.
I still think it's just gonna be a boring game, bro. Melbourne Para. You know what? It's not that bad, bro. I was judging. Dragons, not Dogs. That's the
rivalry game.
But let's talk about the Canberra Warriors game, and then we'll speak about the Penrith game. Just quickly touch base on it. Raiders 30, Warriors 8. Quick thoughts on the game.
Well, I actually had such a blast watching this game.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, I had a good time,
and
it was
because of the Raiders' tiki-taka form of...
Because I was smiling. I'm like, Ricky, what have you done with these guys, man? Where's the Raiders of old?
He's sick of them fighting before
this
the...
This is like Greg Popovich. Like, Greg Popovich, when he coached the San Antonio Spurs early days, the most slow-paced, boring form of basketball ever, but it would work, right?
And then he steps it up.
And then in 2013, bro's like, all right, European style. If you 10 passes before every basket, bro.
Score before that shit.
This was, I swear to God, I've seen more offloads from the Raiders in this game than like half of the games last year, like combined. Like they were offload again.
They're going to lose Tarpany now, eh? And Savage.
Yeah, and Savage for a couple of weeks. Well, I think Savage for 1 week. But brother, Savage was the best player in the whole park. I was really, really impressed with him. I'm not talking about his try or whatever. Because
he's matured in the game.
I never seen him run that much in a game, bro. He was taking very, very tough carries. And a thing that I love is when a player is running like max speed or like he's giving maximum effort every single carry, right? I absolutely love it. And Savage was trying his hardest every single run. Like I hate guys that are jogging on a kick return. Like nothing pisses me off more
than... get in there, bro. Run,
and nick the guy in front of you. Like run like you hate him. You know what I mean? Like people, like in racing, you say like they drive it like they stole it. You know what I mean? I want you to run like you stole something, run it right at him.
Just hit the legs, brother. Yeah, but I would say back fence it. Just go from the, just run, brother.
That's
just
what he was doing. You remember
what's his name? Zelezniak, when he used to run? Oh, the Doggies fans just love him, bro. And he was probably probably bad for us or whatever. He but wasn't. They all loved him for that.
I was at his debut, bro, and I swear to God, the whole team was the laziest bunch of bastards ever.
And he's just running.
He comes, Roosters, SCG, first game. He catches the ball, fucking runs it full pelt at the other team. Like, and that's all I want. That's people that are going to give max effort don't care about their body. They just want to run and hurt the guy in front of them, make as much meters as possible. That's exactly what Xavier was doing, and that's exactly what their new winger, and in my opinion, he should be starting every single game instead of over Hopewadi. His name is Savelio Tamale, bro.
He Did I get a good name?
I don't know what, when I heard that this guy signed with them, and because the Dragons lost Lomax, because they had this kid, direct replacement for Lomax.
Dragons had this kid
This bloke had like, he led like every winger and like every stat for last year. And then
did he play? Who did he play?
New South Wales Cup.
New South Wales Cup, okay.
He was like Semi Raj Raja in New South Wales Cup, bro.
They let him go.
And they just let him walk to the Canberra Raiders. And they're talking about, look, he's only got 1 or 2 weeks left because everyone's assuming that Hopewadi is going to come in. I don't know why. I think this kid's better than Hopewadi. And I don't mind Hopewadi.
Hopewadi's pretty good,
but
to be honest.
I really like this kid, man. And I think the low key best thing for the Raiders might have been that Savage will miss a couple of weeks because now they get to compete. Very similar to us where Wilson and Montoya are going to be competing for that wing spot when Kiraz is back. Now Tamale and Hopewadi, who's back next week, I believe, can compete for that spot. Bro, this guy was an absolute beast.
I've got to go back and watch it properly, bro. He was a full-on beast, bro.
I don't know how many meters this guy made, but it felt like a lot. I know Savage was well over 200, but a lot of them was that intercept. He made a 90-meter intercept, so that counts as run meters.
Makes sense.
But, brother, this Tamale kid looks like a really good
egg.
Really one to watch, man.
Yeah, leg lads, brother, will give you the ones to watch, man. Freddie's telling us from the Dragon system. I'm happy that the Dragons made another era, bro. We're going to go sign a 50-year-old winger now.
Yeah, but again, they have Finau, but...
yeah, but still, bro.
I got Tamale's run meters. He actually ran the most run meters for the...
How much?
219 run meters.
That's a big boy, man.
And he's a winger,
and
right?
And he made a mad line break. Winger. Yeah, he made a mad line break, like, right off the guards. And I was stringing him on because I needed him for...
Do you think the Raiders will be good? Like, do you think they'll be all right this year? Do you think they'll be in the top eight? Like, with Ricky Stewart, they're always going to be there.
Look, when I did my ladder prediction, I had him at, like middle of the bottom eight, right? And I think they can make the top eight.
Yeah.
I just think, although they were really good, I think their opposition was absolutely dreadful.
That's true.
Like, the Wars were they played like they didn't want to be there. There was, like, no energy. They just looked lethargic. They looked like they didn't... I don't know what they did in preseason. Their attack looked sloppy. Metcalf was... Look, everybody had him in fantasy this year.
Yeah, I never got him.
Everybody was ginning. I think Metcalf will have a good year, but he is the type of half, I think. And they're playing him at 7, and I don't get that. I do not get that at all. He's an out-and-out six, bro. All right. But at the end of the day, I look at Metcalf, and he's not going to be the type of half that is going to get you out of a hole. If they're losing, he's not going to be able to fix that.
Mm.
But if they're on one and the team's playing well, he's like the perfect six for them to keep him rolling and to capitalize on that positive momentum.
Entertaining player as well, bro.
Yeah, he's mad.
Got that step, that fend off. But I don't know where the Warriors would be, bro, because that game, was hard to watch.
I had him at 16 because everyone was asking for my ladder prediction. I had no clue.
Yeah, but it's hard to,
I went to every game and I was picking whether they're going to win or lose the whole year. No for and against. And that's what I rolled with, right? And the Wise ended up at 16th. I just don't see a good season coming from them. And their house pairing is a major reason why. They just don't complement each other, no matter which way they go.
Chanel and Metcalf?
I think it was a good decision to play Chanel. I think Chanel's really good. He's defensively really sound, but I think he should be doing the bulk of the kicking.
He should be the 7.
I think he's their best kicker. Like in play.
Didn't he play 7 for a bit?
Yeah, he is a 7. He's not a 6. I don't know what Webby's doing. Maybe he was trying to confuse the Raiders, but really he just looked like he just confused the Warriors, bro. a lot of people were saying Tamari Madden. I don't think Tamari Madden is a solution for this problem at all. But I wouldn't be opposed to him coming into the side because it looks like they need some leadership out there because there was none present.
Yeah, it's sad for the.
But shout out to the Raiders, bro.
Shout out to the Raiders, bro, because we usually hate on the Raiders. We always say, who the hell would want to be Canberra?
We hate on Canberra, not the Raiders. Yeah. I like Ricky. I like some of their players. I love Jamal Fogarty. I love Fogarty.
Ricky when he loses.
I love Jamal Fogarty.
But he was good too, bro.
And he was incredible, bro.
Big Red was good too.
But he was on one, bro. He was full on one.
You know what? He's like,
and he had like the maddest challenge ever, bro. I was like, Big Red, why are you challenging? Because they show the replay and Shanzi's done a kung fu kick like Billy Slater right into his chest. I'm like, the Big Red machine, mate.
He heard people weren't trying to sign him. He's like, yeah, I've got to step it up this year. I've got to make this Canberra team mine.
Well, and now I'm a bit annoyed we didn't get him because there was a lot of rumours. Obviously, he was meeting with Gus.
We would have always wanted him anyway. Like, no matter how good or bad he is, I'd love for him.
He's a Dogs legend,
yeah,
bro. He's a Dogs legend. He played one game, Ryan James. Bulldogs legend. We wanted you when nobody else did.
But we were such an NPC time.
That was a weird year, bro. That was a weird year. COVID, bro.
Anyway, quick touch on the Penrith and Sharks game. What the hell, bro?
I love you, Big Red.
Quick touch on the Penrith and Sharks game. Bro, I'm so hungry, wallah.
That's wallah.
Let's speak about the Penrith and Sharks game because Penrith are just class again, bro. Like that Nathan Cleary kick to, was that Tango?
Yeah.
I was just like, and I was sitting with my uncle watching this year, and my uncle was on Andrew Johns days. And I'm like to my uncle, look, that's how Andrew Johns. My uncle looks at me, my uncle's like, this guy's probably going to be better than Andrew Johns. My uncle does not watch footy, bro. Like, he doesn't watch footy. He hasn't watched footy for years. He's like, this guy's probably going to be better than Andrew Johns.
As the resume is looking like he's going to be better than anyone. And that's Andrew Johns is my number one. And I'm like, bro, he's our generation's Andrew Johns.
That's what I said.
Or Jonathan Thurston level player.
Nah, like, I'd say Andrew Johns, bro. He's just...
very comparable to Andrew Johns. We're looking at a top five player all time, guaranteed.
Top three all time, bro. Top three, bro. You win four premierships in a row.
I'll be straight with you guys. Both teams were quality.
Yeah,
the Sharks were very good, bro. Nico was not that bad.
Yeah, he was having a good game.
Like, he had a couple of Nico Hines moments. This bloke can't
catch a break, Walla.
Walla, he can't have a game without majorly effing something up in a big game. He kicked that, dead?
Yeah, I think
twice. And then he dropped Nuts off the kickoff.
Bro, what the hell was that? I was looking at it, I was like, Walla, he's actually doing it to himself now. Like, he's like, oh, I've been good today. Let me get some criticism. So he just drops the ball.
You know, like, he plays like he's shaving points sometimes, bro. Like, I'm not accusing him of point shaving. Like, which is like
trying to bring the game closer.
The mafia is saying, cuz, you got to drop the ball right
drop
here.
The ball.
You
got to
have a couple like comic errors so that you don't win the game. Like, that's what he's win trading. In League of Legends, we call it win trading, bro. Where you look like you're actually trying,
but you're not.
You're doing a couple of things, and then right when it's an important moment, oh, whoopsie, I ran into the entire team and died. Whoops. So the other guy in another team can win.
Yeah, you're doing under duckies. It's like saying he's got like a multi on the game.
It's Paul Crewe. It's Paul Crewe, bro, from the Longest Yard, bro. You know what I mean?
Saying he's got a multi on the game, bro. But what do you think of the game? What do you think of Penrith?
Sick game, bro.
Any talents that you liked? Anyone that was thinking? Their number six, everyone was raving on about him.
Jack Hall did all right.
Yeah, like, I don't think it was that. Talangi didn't play.
Blaze is injured,
yeah.
Brian Tor was injured. I will give one bloke an absolutely massive rap.
Is that our boy? Is that our former boy?
I don't know who's our former boy.
Well, what's his name? Alamodi.
Yeah, he was mad. Yeah, I gave him enough raps. Yeah. I grazed that guy beyond belief. I told you. We played him when he was undercooked, bro. He was medium rare chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just couldn't eat him. You were making sick. But now he's turned into a quality man. He's been working with Helen in the off seasons. That's the Helen effect, bro.
Thanks, Helen.
But it's Lindsay Smith. Ever since I've seen this guy play, I've been very high on him.
I gotta get him a super coach, bro.
Walla, he was an absolute machine. And I was this close to getting a try. And let's be real, like, they robbed Penrith of a try there when Kennedy's come in, knocked the ball out with his hand, and they caught it a loose carry. Brother, there was nothing loose about that carry, mate.
Put the ball down.
Unless they're saying he's on sheet and he's loose, like a loose unit, there's nothing loose about that carry, mate. Because he had the ball, his hand was wrapped around the ball, cuz. He's putting it down.
Oh, mate,
came and hit it out.
And they disallowed the try?
Because then Cleary went and put the ball down, and they said it was a loose carry. Like, cuz, while they were carrying, the ref was carrying the Sharks.
I'm over rugby league, wallah.
Bro, Klein was like, that was like
Michael
absolutely
Oliver.
Dreadful, bro. Absolutely dreadful. What are they? Because where was he the night before? I need to... Because Vegas rigged that game. They were trying,
because
everything... They were trying everything to rig that game for Sharks to win, bro.
And it still didn't work out.
And it still didn't work out.
Nico Hines was working with the Mafia.
Bro, that 40-20... Because the ref, the sideline ref is in line with
him,
bro.
Did they even get that? They played on, yeah? They played on.
Because Cleary got... I had him captain. They robbed him of a try in a 40-20. Like, kiss Emmick, bro. Fucking Vegas rigging games, bro. Ashley Klein.
But why would they want Sharks to... Like, it doesn't make sense,
because
bro.
Because Vegas is putting money on... Not the favourites, bro. They're the underdogs,
bro. It makes sense.
Vegas rigging it, bro. Ashley Klein, absolutely dreadful again, mate. Absolutely dreadful. You know, I watched the video of a game a few years ago.
That was from the heart, that one.
You know, I watched the video of a game a couple of years back because Ashley Klein used to have hair. As I was looking at how, like, because next time you see Ashley Klein referee a game, yeah, look at how shiny his fucking head is. Because I remember, I was like, look at Dylan Edwards, look how shiny his head is. And Ashley Klein's in the same, he's in the same... camera shot. I'm like, hey, look at his head. It's so shiny.
It looks like my pookie.
It's like a mirror. It
looks like my pookie on his slot.
It's like a mirror, bro. It's like a mirror, cuz. And he's always so sweaty, so it's shiny. Cuz there's glare. There's lens flare coming out of his head, bro. Cuz he looks so odd with hair, bro. You know what?
He was a better ref with hair.
He was a better ref with hair, bro. I'm not going to lie. Bring back Gavin Badger.
All right, Freddie, quickly. Anything else you want to say on the Penrith and Sharks game?
Nah, mad teams, quality.
Penrith, are they going to... Can Sharks finish top two?
Yeah, I have them second.
Okay, and can Penrith win the grand final again?
Of course they can.
Okay.
Technically, everybody can.
Oh my God.
Except Dolphins.
Except for Dolphins, yeah. And Para.
Everybody, all the Dolphins fans were shinning. Somebody wrote... Nah, as if people think Blaine Bennett was there to win. Nah, he was there to lay the foundation and then leave to make it easier. I'm like, because if he's laid the foundation, he's forgotten reinforcement in the slab, bro.
He put no Rio.
He's just put no concrete, slab. Lad.
Listen, first of all, Mitchell Moses is extending his contract. So that means he's going to be ringless for the next, I don't know how many years.
Should have gone to the Roosters, bro.
I still think he'll leave, bro. Straight out.
Well, they should have gone
to the Roosters. I still think he'll leave. I still think... I don't know. It just depends on...
Well, you think he's going to chuck Aguero, sign a new contract, see you later?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. If they go good, then he'll stay. Why would he leave? Because if his team's doing well, his team's doing well. But I don't know who they're going to bring. Like, they got Lomax in. Dylan Brown. That's another thing I want to speak about. Dylan Brown's rumoured to want to leave.
No, I think that guarantees he's leaving.
Who? Dylan Brown, yeah? That contract thing.
Yeah, I think...
So if Moses is losing
I think they only had enough money to keep one of them, personally.
They just threw the book at Mitch Moses.
Yeah, I don't... Honestly, If I'm running a team, like Todd Carney said in his podcast, shout out Todd Carney, by the way. Yeah. He said, if Dylan Brown is worth $1.2 million, then Cleary's worth like $3
million. Easy.
And I don't see what in the world any team besides the Warriors would pay that much money for him. Because the way I see the Warriors is they want... a golden boy to come home, you know? That's fair enough. You pay a couple hundred grand extra because I know the Warriors fans love watching their own play.
Yeah,
for them.
Makes a lot of sense, bro.
The Knights, like, because half of your roster is halves. Why are you signing more halves? Like,
Ben won't be happy about this, bro.
Like, I don't know. They're already trying to fit. It's like the Titans, bro. It's like the Titans going after Kalen Ponga.
Yeah,
you have three fullbacks on the roster. You already have a surplus of that position. Fix the other positions that you have. That's the way I see it. I don't know. I don't think he's worth $1.3 million. I see Dylan Brown and I see a player.
I see him as a $1 million player.
I don't see him as a $1 million player.
I see him as a million
dollar. But you know what? Borderline. Like $900K.
Just because of the inflation of the salary cap.
Yeah, no, halves get paid a lot of money. It's just how it is. And Dylan Brown is young. He's an elite defender.
If someone signed him for 750 right now, this is my thing. If someone signed him for 750, you wouldn't blink an eye. You would be like, yeah.
No, what do you mean? I'd say that's a bargain, to be fair. Because 750, there's a big difference between 750 and $1 million.
Inflation and that? Yeah, 100%.
750 and $1 million is a whole nother player that can contribute, by the way. It's a boost to a player that you keep there. Like, 250 grand is a lot of money, bro.
He's a good player, but I haven't seen enough, bro.
Listen, I haven't seen
1.3
enough.
1.3 is insane.
I have seen enough against shit teams, or I've seen enough when they're already rolling. like Metcalf, but I haven't seen enough. When they need him to show up, I haven't seen him step up enough.
Moses was out for a lot of the season, bro. Look where Parramatta ended up.
I know, but it's the fact that, like, he can't lead a team because it's not his skill set. His skill set is complementing a half that can control. He's like similar to like guys like Cam Munster, Matt Burton.
He's a running half.
Yeah, you know. Like, but the thing is, man, he offers so much. But I've seen time and time again, the game's on the line, the game's in the balance, and you want players on $1 million to be able to step up and make the play.
When the time is needed.
I just don't see him make that play enough. And that's, I think his skill set, if you just took that out of the game, you just looked at his skill set, what he offers to a team.
I think he can be that
player. He's worth $1 million. I know. I think that's what the Knights are gambling
on. They're probably gambling on that.
Whether he's going to take that next jump and become that player that Mitchell Moses is, when the game's in the balance, he steps up, takes the big moment by the freaking horns and goes for it. Didn't
Newcastle have a salary cap issue yet? Like, the end of last year, they were all talking about Kalen Ponga, how much he's on, and there's all these rumours. Is it because Saifidi and Thalia Thompson are leaving that they can actually go and splash money on someone? Or
yeah, I think they let go of a lot of forwards, and I don't know why they're going after a half. I think they should retool and get more forwards. I think
who do you buy now, bro?
Like, there's none on the market. So they've lost Leo.
Leo's getting Leo Thompson is a big talking point because there isn't much like big boys anymore.
Yeah, someone to buy in that position. We're desperate.
Yeah.
But I think he's the type of
Terrell May and Royce Hunt. And I think the next one you'd look at is a Hazleton or a Hamlin Newelli, like those, like the Sharks pack.
If I'm Newcastle, I'm gunning for Hazleton.
Oh, yeah.
You can't let Dragons get him or Molo. But we don't have the money for next year.
Yeah, that's true, because we already got so much
but happening. I think Dylan Brown, $1.3 million is a considerable overpay.
Yeah.
It just seems unnecessary. Like, I look at Will Price and I really like this Will Price kid. And I don't see if he's their long term seven, right? I don't think Dylan Brown's a seven.
For Parramatta, you mean?
For anyone. Yeah. I don't think he's a seven, he's a six. He's a six. Will Price is also a six. And then they've got Tyson Gamble and Jackson Hastings on the roster already, then they're trying to fit him in. Then they've got Jack Cogger too, right? How many of the same position do you want?
Yeah, I don't think they really need
it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like
sometimes I look at Newcastle and I feel like they just ran very weirdly.
100%.
Like, I don't know, when they tried to put Ponga at six for so long, it's like, after two games, you should just let it go, you know what I mean?
That's a coaching thing, bro. Yeah.
If you own a team and the coach is telling you, I want to play Ponga at six, but if someone's telling me that, I'll be like, all right, you know, but after two rounds, I'll be like, all right, enough, brother. We're losing games, but hey, put the guy back where he should go. Because he's our superstar player. You're putting him in a position.
Because I think that 10-game win streak, like...
It effed the fucking franchise
up. Because they effed the team up.
They sold him a dream.
He was gone, bro. He was as good as gone. And then maybe they could have gotten someone that could have hit the reset button, you know what I mean? But that 10-game win streak has caused, like... Some of the players that they have are overvalued and they won't let go of them because of they were there when we won 10 games straight and made it to the finals, you know?
Yeah, I think they have to be ruthless, bro, in what they do.
Yeah, like, I think they got to look at the 10-game win streak and just assume it was a fluke and make decisions like that. Like, you can't be keeping guys that were there during that 10-game run.
No, I don't necessarily think...
Because of that.
Do you reckon they'll look at it like that?
I think they're looking at it that's like actually that. Cause, stupid. Because I think they are because what I saw last year was a constant, like... They're just confused.
Yeah,
because they can't make a decision fully, and all these players are competing for the same position, and they're shuffling it around
every week.
It's
someone different.
Yeah, you can't win like that. Nah. We went through this. You just can't win like that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Just pick and stick. And it's been a year. It's been a year and a half nearly since that 10-game win streak started, and they still, let's say, ended. They still can't pick and stick.
You think Ponga will stay or leave quickly?
Brother, I think Ponga is out of there, bro. Yeah. I think he'll go to the Roosters.
I think he's at the Chooks.
I think he'll go to the 2026.
That's my honest.
Teddy finishes his career at the end of 26, I think. He extended by one year.
I reckon they'll bring Kalen Ponga in next year.
Yeah.
And Teddy will play 14. I think the
year after Teddy retires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think there's two things that I think that the Roosters are going to do. I think they'll get Ponga and I think they'll get Galvin. And then that's all you need to be. I think a quality team, bro.
Especially with the with they got.
Because I think Galvin's gonna be the one a player that leaves, man.
Who'd they get at seven? They got No, they got Sam Walker. They got someone else. They bought someone. What's his name?
Who, the Roosters? They got Chad Townsend.
And someone else. Didn't they end up buying someone else? No. I was thinking about Pierce going back to when you were saying
about them.
Bro. Yeah, they're fresh. All right, boys. Brandon Smith quickly. He's gone to the Rabbits, I reckon. That's what the rumors are saying, bro. Wayne Bennett's looking at him, saying, you know what? I might make this kid better. Bring him here.
Oh, for sure.
But honestly,
he's not going there to play hooker. I'm telling you now.
Play lock.
He'll play lock.
Cam Murray will play second row.
But old mate wanted, like, Brandon Smith went to the Roosters to play hooker. I don't know if he's going to want to leave to... I think he wants to stay hooker.
I don't
but
think
he's just a better lock.
I don't think he's a hooker.
He's just a way better lock than hooker.
I don't
hooker.
See 10% quality of him in a hooker.
I think Wayne Bennett really likes Peter Mamzelos. And I think their team played better last year.
As a hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think, and he can't play anywhere else. He's a little munchkin. But he's a quality player, man. And they were better when Peter played last year than when Cook played.
That's probably why they let him walk.
Because I know Wayne's... I think Wayne sees that Cook is only... Like, Cook is...
He's expired a little bit.
No, he's good when your team is rolling forward. He can't get you rolling forward.
Yeah.
He doesn't make your teammates around you better. He just puts them in better positions when they're rolling forward. But Mamzelos makes it easier for everyone to play football. That's the way I see it.
There's different types of hookers, bro. I think I see him there as a 13. I see Cam Murray. What do you reckon? Cam Murray gets pushed to the side?
Yeah, I think they've been prepping. I think they've been prepping for Cam Murray to go to the back row for a long time.
So who would it be? Kalomatangi?
So I think it'll be Kalomatangi and Cam Murray. Maybe Jai Arrow comes off the bench and Brandon Smith's 14. I think they're definitely going to see how he comes back from his injury because he's a real stocky guy. Like, me and him look pretty similar.
Injuries?
Yeah, same injuries, you know.
Pain.
But, yeah, I think you're definitely going to look to see how he comes back from it. I love the Cheese, man. I'd
love him too.
I'd like him a lot more if he's not on the Roosters. Yeah. And, dude, he'll love ourselves, bro.
He'll love ourselves too, but he's got to look at himself as well, bro.
Yeah.
He did cause a lot of problems last year for the Roosters. Maybe that's what they fed us to
know. Listen, man,
you know, I'm just a consumer, lad. I don't know what happened back doors, but that's what I hear.
You know who solves problems?
Yeah.
Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, Wayne Bennett's the best problem solver. What is it? Time to eat? All right, we're going to break our fast now, bro. Is it actually at then? Look, live on the league, lads, brother. We're breaking our fast. Yeah, take these films. Have a date, boys. Always have to have a date. Drink some water. Yeah, man.
Has you hyped that up like you were gonna like drink the whole bottle of water in 3 seconds, bro? You know, like when Zohan sees the fizzy bubblech in America. it's not for me.
Well, bro.
Like, what a day!
I got my hydration back. I was gonna ask you about the Bulldogs Dragons game. If you wanna kickstart it until I get my brain back.
Are we cutting this out?
No.
No, cut it out, bro. Why? What the fuck are you going to make the video longer for?
Why? It's 2 minutes, bro.
Well, now you have to cut it out.
Dogs and Dragons, talk to me.
Hello, we're not losing this game. I'm so confident we're not losing this game, bro. We could lose everyone and everything. We're not losing.
Bro,
no Karaz, no Tupanua, no Curran. You know how I'm not.
Bro, why is Curran out? All I'm spewing.
I don't care. You know what? Let the boys dig in. Next man up mentality. Because we're going to show you the difference between a good roster and a good team.
I've heard rumors that Jack Todd might debut.
Wow.
That's why they didn't contest them, bro. Next man, motherfucking up mentality.
Let's go, boys. Let's go. Next up, Curran's like big for us, bro.
He's massive for us because he plays in the middle and we need help in the middle.
All right, so Tommy, do you think we should be worried about the Dragons number one? I think me always round one.
The Dragons number one or
no,
Dragons?
No, Dragons at all in general. Like, I think my number one thing is round one because I'm always scared. I didn't care if the Bulldogs are playing the bye. I'm like waiting for the game to end. So I know, all right, we won and got the points. That's just me. I'm a paranoid bloke, right? Now, against the Dragons, do you think we should be worried? Number one. Number two, any matchups you'd like to see between the two teams? And number three, I need your score prediction quickly.
Yeah, I think I'm not too worried about the Dragons, personally. I think because, look, I know they look good in the trial, but I don't really care. And I just see that halves pairing and I'm not scared. Like, there's no aura.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared of that half pairing. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know exactly how they're going to play and it's not going to worry us. Like, this team is very sound defensively. And in attack, I know what we're going to get in attack, and it's going to be enough to beat them. That's all I think. I'm not worried about the Dragons. If they win, it's a crazy fluke, and I still don't care. I don't put any weight on that game whatsoever. I think we're missing some
big players as well, man.
Some big players because, look, I'm worried about Montoya defensively. Adokar is better than Montoya defensively, but we need...
Really?
Yeah, Adokar's better than Montoya defensively. Montoya is very, very bad defensively in terms of, like, he just makes dim-witted decisions. Similar to Ockenbaugh, but his run meters are going to be very, very valuable. And I think in this system, it's very similar to
how the Wilds defend. He's going to get better at defense, but
he's got some good defenders around him. Now, I think if the Dragons do win, it's through their centers because that's the only place where I look at them and they're dangerous. Out wide, they've got Sloan with some X factor. They got Valentine Holmes. They got Moses Sully. I think the way it's set up is Sully and Crid are going to be against each other. And that was a good battle last time.
Last year was a good matchup.
And it's going to be Holmes and Sherry. So we've got speed and strength on strength, right? It's going to be sick. And I'm very keen to see that's how the Dragons win. There just has to be the floodgates opening. And what I'm worried about is there's going to be a lot of attention, if they do win, there's going to be a lot of attention on Holmes. And Montoya's going to be told to rush up on Holmes a lot. And I don't think that's
that's a good idea.
You got to trust your one-on-one. Like, you got to trust Sherry on Holmes one-on-one. And I think, again, Sherry v. Holmes, that's where a lot of the points are going to be scored for both teams. Valentine Holmes is whack on defense. And Sherry has those moments where he just...
spit it up.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup for both of them.
Of course, yeah. So it makes sense, the matchup.
So I think that there's going to be a lot of points out wide for both teams. But I think the battle that we're going to win is the battle in the middle. And I think they're going to be G'd up after last year, after we won the battle in the middle against Manly and still found a way to lose. I think we're going to be very G'd up after that. I think Matt Burden's kicking game is going to be
very
the difference. Yeah. I don't think Kyle Flanagan and Lachlan Ilias, their kicking game is not the best whatsoever. And Matt Burden's kicking game is perfection,
even Sexton,
pretty much.
Even Sexton's up there, bro. He'll have a good night.
If we have a bad set, bro, we have Matt Burden kicking us out of trouble. Have a bad set, God help him.
And I love Holmes. Val Holmes is going to kick him out of trouble.
Kicking under pressure from inside his own end, that's going to be the big one.
Yeah, okay? I would like to see us press them as much as we can, keep them in their 20. And go from there on a quick score prediction from you and myself. Hit me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dogs to win this. I'm going to go 24-8.
24-8.
Kobe numbers.
I got Dogs winning this. I'm going to say 20 points to 12. It's going to be a close contest.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think 22 to 12, the Bulldogs will win it. And then the last 10 minutes are going to be nail-biting for us, bro. I feel like it's going to be one of those games where we just get nervous for no reason because you just know two converted tries, it's done. The game's theirs. So, yeah. We'll do our predictions for the rest of the round.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, of course you can.
Please, Bulldogs, please, just put Crit on conversions. Please.
Yeah, yeah, listen.
I've seen enough videos of him kicking goals.
Can we make this a little segment before we move on, right? The Bulldogs fan base, a lot of them have been in outrage about this and I finally agree. I used to say just let Burden do it. A lot of times last year where we got nervous, cuz, because we missed some kicks. So like Fred was just saying, he was just pointing it out. I think we need to see Stephen Crichton on the kicks. I think we should see another person as well, like training around it. I don't know, bro. Just keep the leg.
Matt's
the
boots a good warm. Second option kicker.
Yeah. Let's get
He's a more than serviceable backup.
Let's get Crida in,
dude,
bro.
Give Crida a crack, man. I want to see this guy.
He was kicking for Penrith at one stage, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was good.
To this point, I think the reason why they don't have critic kicking is because when after we score a try and we have the team huddle, you want the captain, talking to the team. That's why they got Lomax now doing the kicking for Parramatta. Now that Mitch Moses is captain, they want Moses to talk to the team.
Yeah. That's a good point, but at the same time, I still think that you want to get the two points are more important than the whole huddle. It's a good point.
But
for me, the 2 points are more important than the huddle.
Cause go in the huddle and then go take the kick.
Or take the kick and then make a huddle after it in the middle of the field so no one mucks around.
Cause just put an earpiece in you.
So we all agree that Crida should be kicking?
I'd like to see it. He just got so much aura. The aura's going to make the ball go through the sticks, bro.
All right, yalla boys, let's get into the round predictions before we wrap up quickly. We did have Canberra beat Warriors and Penrith beat Sharks. First game back is on Thursday. It's Roosters versus the Broncos. What's your score prediction?
Man, I wish Katoni was staying, but playing, but I'm going to go a very, very massive win for the Broncos. Broncos 13+. And every time a team loses by 20+ or loses a big game like against a big rival, they're getting meow-meowed on TikTok.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's why the Wires got meow-meowed.
I'm going to go Broncos by 20, bro. I reckon Reece Walsh is going to have a party and the Roosters, they're not going to be able to keep up. Tigers and Newcastle.
I got Tigers. I'm actually going to go Tigers 13+. I got Tigers plus, as well. Tigers 13+. They're at home too.
I think 1-12. That's a big call, yeah, 13+.
I don't think 13+.
You reckon back home, they're going to just have a good way to...
The vibe is going to be crazy there, bro. Come on, man.
Really, really respect the Tigers. I'll see that from now.
I have them at 10th, and I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think they're top 8. If they can get shit happening, well, I think they can make 8, 9th. It's just top 8 is very strong at the moment. Dolphins and Souths.
Look, the Souths have a lot of people out. I'm still going to go South.
So much hate for Dolphins.
Wayne Bennett, bro. Wayne Bennett's not losing to his old team. Call me trivial. I said this about Penrith, bro. They always beat the Sharks. It's just how it is. I don't care who's out, who's playing. They always beat them.
I'm going to agree with you off that.
Wayne's not going to lose to his old team, bro.
I'm going to agree with you just off the back of that. Wallah. I think South's by 2 points.
And Lewis,
by like minimum. And I reckon it's going to be one of the worst games ever to ever watch in rugby league history is that game. I'm just saying it from now. And guess when it's a Friday night game.
At 6?
8 o'clock.
Prime time.
Why? Why do you do this one?
Do you know why Wayne Bennett
Vlandis deserves a meow, 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 meow. Manly and Cowboys. I'm skipped the Bulldogs game because we gave our prediction. Manly and Cowboys.
I'm going Manly 13+.
I'm going to go Cowboys 1. I'm going to go Manly 1-12 straight up. Melbourne and Parra.
2 week out wide.
Yeah. I'm going to go Melbourne Parra for the last game of the week, of the round.
Melbourne 13+. They own them in this matchup, bro.
Melbourne 30+.
They don't lose round one. In my lifetime, I don't think they've lost round one.
Yeah, definitely not my life. Yeah. I'm going to go Melbourne Storms by 12.
That's Melbourne Storm.
Melbourne Storms. Why? Leave me alone, cuz.
No.
We got the jerseys on. We're rocking.
It makes me gin when people say Storms.
Melbourne Storm?
Storm. Hey!
Up the Melbourne Storms, righto. Yalla, anything else to say, boys, before we clock off?
Nothing much.
Halefi chicken with the tom and tabbouleh and the chips are waiting for me, brother. I've been thinking about this all day.
Cuz, go. He's been rap guarding, bro. Haven't you seen how quickly he's been talking? He sounded like Eminem. But if I say Eminem, you're going to get hungry.
Is there... But I've only had a date in water. I reckon this water's like 3 days old. That's us on League, lads. Is there anything concerned or speak about?
Let's get the hell out of here.
Okay.